out of that and get up there and eat, you know, and get ready, wade over in that water.
That sounds like a pretty fancy setup.
Yeah, it is. It takes a lot more of money to fix it just like it ought to be. Many people around here never did do that.
Was there any special place where you'd milk your cows?
Oh yeah, you'd have them penned up out about the barn for your cattle, you know. You'd milk cows and have them out there where they'd be there. Where you'd shut them up at night,
right.
Turn them out next morning.
Did you have a place where you kept your corn or other grain?
Well, I had cribs or barns, whatever you want to call it.
Was that crib a separate from the barn? Or?
No, well, you could have a room of the barn for your corn, for your stuff like that, and maybe have it lofted overhead for your hay and stuff. Most of the people just have them a little square house built, put the corn in. Go out and get corn, take it out and feed it around in your trolls around in your barn for your mules and things.
What about after you cut your hay? If you didn't want to bale it up right away, you just might just pile it up right
away? Well, I've seen people do that. I never did do that, but I noticed people who had done it, they'd put them up a post. And they'd pile that hay around it, you know, and the cattle would go in there and they'd eat in under here and it'd come on, sink on down, and the cow would eat up under there. It won't rot on just a little bit on top. It'd shed that water, they fix it to where it'll fix it round and at the top on around that pole.
Right. What did people call a pile like that?
I don't know. I hear them call it different things. And they used to do the fodder before off the corn out of there. Called it fodder stacks.
I guess you'd have haystack too.
Yeah, haystack thing. Sometimes it's stacked with peanuts out of the way out in the field. People.
Did you have a wagon that you brought the hay in on?
Oh, yeah.
Would you ever have kind of a wooden frame that would extend the sides of it so you could carry more hay?
Oh yeah, I always had a frame and had standards, we called them, posts. Stand way up there, you know, pile it over in there. I noticed people that in some places, they have a frame made up there to sit up in that body. And they can unload it, you know, when they get ready to move it off and they're not hauling hay, but still they can keep the
right.
Box, some of them call it, or the body, we call it, on his wagon, I don't know.
Was that frame called anything in particular?
Well, hay frame.
Hay frame. On the wagons that y'all used, did it have a long wooden piece that went out the front that went between the two horses?
Oh yes, yeah, had a tongue. Had to have something to guide it out there, you know. And have either a neck yoke hooked over that and then hooked to a chain up here on each mule, or else they got to where they just take a chain from the end of that and hook it to the mule, let them guide it with that, you know.
Right.
Have a coupling pole, a couple of back part, and it'd stick out behind more than that. Or you could run your back wheels back, couple it longer if you wanted to.
What was the thing that the traces came back in?
Well, they called them the single trees. The double tree then was the piece that went across, two of them was two, went clean across. Single tree, double tree.
Did a buggy? You know, those long things that
Well, they had shaves to hook a horse in between, you know.